tasawwuf and tazkiyah. What is the objective of doing this? The objective is that in reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's biggest reward, barakah and fadl, that has come out of our lives. If I say we are weak, even that is an understatement. Because this has come out of our lives. Allah's fadl, His karam, His rahmah, His grace, His bounty, His mercy. In other words, all of the deen's fadl and bounty and mercies is in what? In those factors, those elements that I mentioned, which have come out of our lives. So, to bring those things back into our life, we have to do tazkiyah and tasfiyah. To bring those things back into our life. And this is the reason that we see all the issues and the problems. We can see in our ma'ashiyat, in our homes, in our society, in our lives. This is the reason that the ruh, the spirit, the soul of the deen has come out of our lives. Rather, not just come out of our lives, alternatives that we've taken are very risky. The things that we've replaced them with. And they are that we've replaced Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam Sunnah Sharifa with other things. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's tariqa, his tariqa, his lifestyle, everything that he has told us, his af'al, his actions, all of the actions that the Sahaba Ikram emulated as well, imitated, and that in reality is the tariqa, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have totally taken this out of our deen, out of our life. And whilst we have taken them out, eliminated them in our minds, such things have come into our mind that this is not necessary. This is not necessary. So, we don't even try to attain this thing. But in reality, that the whole life of ours, this dunya, the akhirah, everything depends on Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tariqah, his methodology. So brothers, this point we need to understand with firmness, solidly, to bring this into our lives. We do tafsiyah and tazkiyah and the dhikr of Allah, so that we can reclaim those things that we have lost, so that we can love them, the correct things, and bring them back into our lives and do amal on them, to practice on them. There's no action of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that did not come to us, that did not reach to us. This is also an extra point. Everything that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, it has arrived to us via the Sahaba Ikram. And the Ulama Ikram, the respected scholars, mashallah, the Sufi Ikram, who have made effort on this path, but we don't pay attention on this. I'll tell you one sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We need to see that what is it that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us. As Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu has stated, this is a hadith in three kitabs, Bayhaqi, Mishqat, that all problems and issues, and this is a very open word, that every difficulty, every issue, a person is protected from these things. So what a great guarantee that if we do this certain sunnah practice, then every problem, every negative, we will be protected from. Just small, easy action of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so much barakah, so much blessing in his sunnah, that we're getting a guarantee that if we adopt this in our lives and make it a habit, every problem. Now, problem, today, the word has expanded so much that any problem that comes to the life of a human being, a society, home, individual, family, whatever we don't like, it's a problem, isn't it? It's a difficulty. So, and disaster is even worse than that. Calamities, tragedies, and massive problems. So the Prophet ﷺ said that this sunnah, this one sunnah, will give the cure for all of them. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that the Prophet ﷺ stated that if an individual Every month. So this is the method, particularly we have to do this the way the Prophet ﷺ has defined. Now for example, if there's an instruction for something, then it will be told to you in different ways, and then the cure will take place if you follow the instructions. That the Prophet ﷺ, he said this from his blessed statement, this is barakah for us, remember this. So water, that in water, there are thousands of cures. And every cure will be told, if you do it this way, you'll get this benefit. If you drink it this way, you'll get this benefit. And it will be water, one item, one resource in the glass. But here now we're being given the cure. That every morning in the month, 3 days in the month, 3 days in the month. So every month, 3 days, and at the time, the morning time, whichever individual. Now what a beautiful cure. If he licks the honey, subhanAllah, if he licks the honey, then Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, every problem, every disaster, he will be protected from that. SubhanAllah. Yes? Imagine this. Imagine. So we don't put importance on this. Difficulties, cure, disasters, the cure, solution. We have problems, business problems, home problems, outside difficulties, illnesses. So vast is this definition that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives the cure. Why? Why should it be in the morning? Why only 3 days? So here, which honey shall we use? And how should we lick the honey? And how will we benefit? Thousands of questions and doubts, because we want to, the nafs, our nafs, our ego, our desires want to reject the prescription. Now where can we not get hold of honey? Tell me, where is there in the world a place where there's no honey? Which country is there where you cannot obtain honey? And which place, which home is there today where there are not problems, difficulties and disasters? Otherwise, as this hadith saying that you have to go to a special country, you go to a special place, or you'll have to go on a long journey, or you'll have to give a lot of value for this, etc. SubhanAllah. If you go to the store now, thousands of different variations of honey from different countries on the shelves. You'll get them. Different colors and different textures, and every bee has a different product of honey. The honey bee from here, then its taste, smell will be different. If you go to India, the taste and the smell will be different of the honey. Go to Saudi Arabia, the honey bee will be different. Pakistani bee, taste and fragrance will be different. And from different places, some are on the mountains, some on the trees, different places, different locations. According to their food, they produce the honey. But it is honey. It has to be honey. End of story. The Allah Ta'ala has created a factory, subhanAllah. A factory that's churning out this product. SubhanAllah. That you can take the big factories in the world, they cannot manufacture honey from scratch, can they? You can spend millions of pounds and bring technology, science until Qiyamah, this guarantee. No one can create honey man-made, otherwise we would have made it long time ago. Why? Allah Ta'ala said this is not how it happens. Because what's in this? Allah Ta'ala says that there's a wisdom here in the Quran, as mentioned about the bee. And Allah Ta'ala has made the factory in such a way, it's a production system. A small bee. And it's supplying the whole dunya with its product. Allahu Akbar. And in whose house is there no honey? And I've not heard until today that person says, I don't like honey. How can it be? I've not heard it until today. Nobody says that. Nobody. In reality, I will say this on top, that in reality, that those who have diabetes, even they don't get the problem, an issue, when they consume honey. This is the reality. They're scared, maybe, and I'll tell you the reason for this, isn't it? That, I've told you the cure, that every problem, every difficulty, alhamdulillah, do you understand what I'm saying? Every month, what to do? 3 days, at the time of morning, not to drink the honey, not to eat it, what do we have to do? Just lick it, subhanAllah. Now, that's what we have to do, that same tariqah. So, not that, oh, Pakistan, Australia, no, it's honey from a bee, so that's it. That honey will have the same effect. Because the Prophet ﷺ has given the command, the Prophet ﷺ's blessed statement has taken place. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu quote it. What a great hadith is in Ibn Majah, in Bayhaqi, in Mishkat. And somebody's got pain in the leg, somebody's got pain in the heart, somebody's got pain in the eyes, somebody's got pain on their tongue, somebody's got a difficulty. If there's no pain, if they're healthy, they've got difficulties, issues, calamities, or there's a fight, or there's a quarrel, or the business has gone downhill, flopped. So one thing we need, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sunnah cure, there's one thing that is definitely needed, a precondition. Without that, the cure will not take effect. It will not have effect. There will be no effect. Even then, that's why people don't have the cure doesn't take effect. There's one thing that's necessary, that if you want to implement the sunnah cure of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we should have total and 100% yaqeen, certainty. So much yaqeen that just like companion came and said that I am in poverty, the Prophet ﷺ said, get married. This is a hadith. He said that I'm poor from before, poverty, hard up. But then he got married. And then after a little while he got some more problems. He said, I've got issues and I've got even more in poverty. The Prophet ﷺ said, get married again. So what about the hadith that meets with regards to honey? Drink it, drink it. So when he drank, then the issue he had, it was totally cured. The problem was cured. The same way that when he got married, then to eventually got to the position that poverty was eliminated and mashallah. So what do we need here? We need total and 100% belief and love with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just like we have yaqeen with those who are further away from us, that on the flu jab we have so much certainty that we don't even have that much yaqeen in Allah. Nauzubillah. We run for the cure. Who touches honey? Nobody. Ah, honey, nah. Ah, go to something else. That everyone is like this. We don't have yaqeen. We don't have certainty. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, this is that blessed mouth, the blessed statement through which we learnt about Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, He is Allah. We said, yes, He is Allah. So in other words, everything we should have yaqeen, the Holy Prophet has some blessed statement has taken place. And if it's not having an effect on us now, there's no cure, then this is the deception of my nafs, but this is the cure. This is the cure. Now, if this yaqeen was to become strong, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, then everything is there for us to take advantage of. We get everything. So every problem and issue, we get the cure from all disasters. But before that, what do we need to do? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah, we need to have yaqeen on. When we have yaqeen on the sunnah, then we'll have the complete beard, we'll have the proper attire, the proper appearance. Will we leave anything? Of course we won't. Of course we won't. But we don't have yaqeen. So what effect will that have on the honey? What effect will the honey have on us? That if we had yaqeen on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam statement, then it's not just that we have yaqeen for licking the honey and all the other things should be not in our life of the sunnah. No, this is not the case. Totally a person should be adhering to the sunnah. He should have yaqeen on every word. That's when all the sunnah cures, they take effect. That's when the Prophet's remedies, they take effect. Not just this, okay, I'll use the honey for cure and everything else is hard for me, I'll leave that. Yes, then we said I wanted to get the cure and it didn't cure me. This is not the case. First point is that we'd have yaqeen, and we should have belief, we should try our best to do amal, practice on the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And those things that are opposite to that, we should reject them, we should reduce them. If we've got so much love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prescribed to us, immediately that should take place, immediately. Subhanallah. Yes, and everything then comes via that practice, alhamdulillah. So this is the cure of the honey, that this hadith, it came across me. I said, mashallah, this is a very complete benefit. Let's take benefit from this, a complete cure. But two things we need to be careful about, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah, we need to have yaqeen, belief, and do amal on this, practice on this. And a person can do that, why should we leave it? For example, we're coming to pray salah, then why don't we do miswak? We don't have yaqeen. Then what sort of love is this? Tell me, we don't have love, do we? In the night we go to sleep. It's very simple, this practice. Why don't we apply surma? We don't have yaqeen, certainty. Oh, what's the benefit of this? Tell me. We said to eat, that we don't eat in the correct way. We don't have yaqeen. We just eat the way we want. We sit down to drink water. We don't have yaqeen. We don't drink water the right way. Nor do we have yaqeen on our attire, on our appearance, on the individual practices. No, sunnah means the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's actions from morning until night that we can do. Most definitely we should adopt them, bring them into our lives. In opposite to that, the thoughts that come to take us away from that, we should reject them. Why shouldn't I practice the sunnah? What's wrong with it? The thought comes, oh, it's not necessary, we don't have to do it. Okay, if this is not necessary, then is it necessary to lick the honey? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, then you keep on licking the honey, there will be no effect. The effect, the cure will take place for that person who is a true ashik lover of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah. And we see the events, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who did amal on the sunnah, those people have all the cures. All the cures. All the cures are present. I remember an event of Hazrat Sahib, once he was very sick, unwell, and he was severely ill. Obviously, there were many people who were fond of Hazrat Sahib and wanted to help Hazrat Sahib, but Hazrat Sahib would stay quiet, and big doctors said they'd give a hint that Hazrat Sahib would stay quiet. No, that's fine, that's fine. So eventually, Hazrat Sahib, the tariqah, he had the method for cure, he adopted it and he continued to live his life. So we don't have yaqeen. Yes, we'll take the bottle of medicine, okay, fine. But have yaqeen on those words that the Prophet has told us, the great formula. If he's told us something like this, so of big magnitude, in the month, 3 days, 3 days, select 3 days, morning time, lick the honey, all problems and disasters will go away from you. But may Allah Ta'ala give us yaqeen in this. And this yaqeen, to strengthen this certainty, is that when the certainty on the sunnah is low for us, it diminishes, then Allah's great mercy on us. There are some people who say, Yaar, what is it? Why am I weak? Why don't I have certainty? And so they strengthen that yaqeen certainty so that they can love the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the reason we do dhikr of Allah. That's why. This is the method, the objective. That through dhikr of Allah, a person's yaqeen increases. Nothing else. Yaqeen increases and love for the sunnah increases. And very quickly we realize that whose dhikr is taking effect, which person is benefiting. When that person does dhikr of Allah and he starts to love the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW, automatically then he should consider and understand that his yaqeen has increased. Yes, don't be afraid. Rizq should be halal. And don't be afraid of poverty. This is yaqeen, isn't it? The greatest yaqeen. The biggest point is rizq. That's where we get worried, isn't it? Yeah? It's not a big point to wear imama or white libas, a turban. The biggest sunnah is that our rizq, our earnings should be halal. Then in that person's life, first he controls himself like this, properly. Just like he starts to do dhikr, and first he thinks that my situation is that dhikr is teaching me the point number one, that if my rizq, my earnings are haram, one morsel is haram, then my ibadah has not been accepted. Do you understand what I'm saying? So first and foremost, which sunnah should we practice on? Amal on what sunnah? On which? On what is the source of my income, my earnings, not on clothes or imam or turban. Rizq on halal, halal earnings. Halal money. Not 1 pound should be an awful. Then people leave interest and haram. Those who have consumed other people's money, they give it back. The haram that they've gathered, they throw it away. They take it out. No, no, no. Throw it away. By mistake, I did haram. My yaqeen has increased. What? Increased what? Yaqeen that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whatever is halal with you, there will be barakah. Blessings. Allahu Akbar. That's it. So this yaqeen we need to bring about. The haram, we should not implement it. Don't lie with regards to earnings. The first sunnah that we need to implement in our lives to be corrected, the first step that we need to take, the first sunnah practice that we should adopt and bring to our lives is what? Is what? Rizqun halal. Halal earnings. Otherwise, salah is a waste, prostration is a waste, umrah is a waste, tasbih is a waste, our chilla is a waste, spending time for Allah, our dars, our teaching, everything is waste. Everything. First and foremost, the first sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ that we have to bring to our lives is halal, lawful earnings. Tayyib, good when it goes inside us. Then alhamdulillah, we'll feed the children. Then the tarbiyah will take place. Children will become unique. You speak to them, they won't lie, they won't commit fraud. Their eyes will have haya and modesty. Always that house is destroyed. Those children are destroyed in where there is no rizqun halal, halal earnings. So first and foremost, the sunnah, not that the sunnah is change your appearance and attire. The biggest sunnah, when you have yaqeen for this, that I will not die hungry, Allah will give me rizq, there will be barakah in my life, and my condition will improve if I don't have a big car, no problem. That, but I won't sign a lie and sign on the dotted line, no, I will not take that which is not rightfully owned due to me. Not that I've come to this country, I've heard people say, no, these are stranger people, it doesn't make any difference, you can take from them, eat theirs, devour this, astaghfirullah. No, Islam does not give permission for this, no, not at all. Nobody against anyone, we cannot commit deceit with rizq. Not one penny, if a penny is going or a pound is going haram into our stomach, then most definitely no dua prayer is accepted. That's all a vision, a mirage, a vision. In our life, sood, riba, that's a massive, massive disaster. Forget about that. People take interest and they've got a job going to university with riba money, is working and studying, and they're saying, our ibadah is not accepted, the du'as are not being accepted, my children are distributing, do du'a for me, give me ta'weez, and let me do umrah, and this and that. Everything is secondary. The biggest point The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam first sunnah is what? Say it loudly. Lawful earnings, halal earnings, halal wealth. But we don't do this, we're empty boxes. Yes? And it doesn't make difference after that if we don't have this. It should be halal earnings, halal income, and then there's honey next to you. No disaster or difficulty or tragedy can come to life. But if it's not halal earnings, no rizqun halal, you can have Australian honey, Switzerland honey, and you can take the whole mounds of honey and eat it, but no difference will be made. That's why I'm telling you that balanced practice, that we don't complain tomorrow that, oh, it's not having an effect on us, the Prophet's sunnah is not having an effect on us. It will if we follow the system. That, for example, if there's a mic and there's no voice going through it, the reason is there's no switch. You've got the mic, then why is the voice not coming through? Why is the volume not coming through? We realize that the switch wasn't put on. You put the switch on, then you will hear the voice through the mic. In the same way, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sunnah, there is effect. 100% it will take effect. Just like the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, but put the switch on from the back. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to do amal on the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is our life, and from this we will get everything.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin nabiyyil mujib wa zawajihi ummatil mu'minin wa zurriyyatihi wa ahli baytihi kama sallaita ala ibrahima innahu hamidun majid wa sallim tasliman daiman adam kaseeran kaseeran ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على أن تعطيك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأجرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعملنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واجرنا بزمرته يا كريم اللهم نعوذ بك من العذاب القبر وعذاب جهنم وفتنة المحيا والممات وفتنة المسيح الدجال اللهم إنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم إنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا 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 اللهم اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Amen.